Well, I think Stevie's keyboard helped out a lot. John Zarella has been covering Rommel's story for us, and he's got a heartwarming follow-up. Hey, John.
Hi, Kira. You know, Rommel really looks good there as he got out of the hospital there on Saturday. No, he was trapped for 18 hours. Now, we're going back, what, about 2 months now. He was trapped under the rubble of his own music school in Haiti in Port-au-Prince for 18 hours. And during that time, in order to stay alert, to keep himself alive, Rommel recited in his head every concerto he had ever played. Remember, he's an accomplished violinist. And again, on Saturday, he was released from Jackson Memorial Hospital, looked really good, better every time we see him. He was smiling. They brought him out in a wheelchair. You can see that there. He's going to go and stay with a friend of his for the next month or so while he continues his rehabilitation. Now, that rehabilitation, the physical therapy, that is continuing. He's going to have that physical therapy on outpatient basis. You see him there working with the walker. He can walk a little bit now. A lot of physical therapy. He's smiling a lot. He's getting stronger and stronger all the time. Still more surgeries to come. They've got to remove those pins from his legs yet. But again, he's getting better and better. And, you know, as we mentioned, he wanted that keyboard. He mentioned that to us, Kieran, one of those visits, saying that because they were he couldn't move his hands, they were in the cast, that at least he could move his fingers using the keyboard. And as you mentioned, Stevie Wonder, as great as he is, heard the call and said, Rommel, we're going to get you a keyboard, and sent him one of his own keyboards. And Rommel says it's really been helpful.